to Dennis Oladipo. Y'all heard some shout before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thou peace shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. It is God. Glad to be in the number.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is still blessing, for this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes. Thank you, God.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
The Lord is good. Amen.
All yes, the time. Amen.
All the time he is good.
Good.
Okay. And he continues to do great things in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bless you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We cannot praise him enough.
Amen. It's so.
Okay. So we're so far behind in our praises. Mm-hmm. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. His praises shall continually be in our mouth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we need to be giving him praise and giving him thanks. Hallelujah, for all the wonderful work he has done. Okay. It's time going to a word of prayer. Eternal God, we're so grateful that we're here and that you brought us in this house to praise you.
Thank you, God.
And we thank you now for this opportunity that you've given us to praise you. Mm-hmm. That you would take control of this service.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us through it by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. And anoint us for this call. Not our hearts and our minds and our ears and our thoughts, that we might be in tune with you and do your will.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes.
name we pray.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, from the book of St. Matthew, back in there, the 24th chapter. Verse 23. Okay. Are we there?
Amen.
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 Okay. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, there believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore I say, wherefore if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber. Believe it not. For as the lightning coming out of the east and shining into the even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And we'll stop there. Tell somebody he's coming.
He's coming.
Okay. He is coming.
Now tell yourself he's coming.
He's coming.
We need to remind ourselves day in and day out that he is coming.
Yes,
we prayed last week. We need to be ready, right?
Amen.
Stay ready because he is coming. We've seen signs and wonders. Okay, we sent signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
That of his coming, and the word has declared his coming. And so we need to be prepared for his return.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the pandemic is not going to take us all out. Right? But that's not supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the signs of his coming.
Yes.
Okay. So he has prophesied that his word, that it will be pestilence in the time that he will be preparing his way to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we need to keep that in mind. And be time, but I'm a bit caught up so much in the sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't predict when he's going to get here.
Amen.
As people have done down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
They have been predicting that he's going to come certain years.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I remember even that way back in the 1950s.
That's right.
They were talking about he was coming. Mm-hmm. And everybody's getting prepared. And it didn't show that day. I think that man is past now that's been doing all those predictions like that. But the word has told you of that day and the hour. No man knows.
No man knows. That's true.
Okay?
That's
right. Not even the angels.
Mm-mm.
In heaven, none know this but the Father. Okay? So, but you just got to be ready and waiting.
Amen.
For his return.
Yes.
Don't get bored and give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do like we say, I'm tired of waiting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But David told us to wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're waiting, he said, be of good courage.
Yes, courage. Yes.
Amen. Good cheer.
Don't wait worrying.
Mm-mm.
Don't wait wondering.
That's right.
But wait giving him praise.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that when he comes back, he'll find you praising him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right? When he comes back, he'll find you in his word and then his will.
Amen. Okay?
Because it said in everything giving thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Yes. So giving thanks. Be thankful for whatever it is.
Oh, yes.
May not be to your liking.
Mm-hmm.
May not be to what you desire.
That's right.
Yes.
But it will be according to his word.
Amen.
His will for you in his life.
Yes.
Okay. So, continue to look. He is coming. And nobody's going to have to tell you that he's coming.
That's right.
You will know for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
For the scripture said, every eye shall see.
Every eye.
You need to wait for me to come tell you that the Lord is here.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had to do that, but you've done too late anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You done missed out. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
know that the word said he is coming and every eye shall see him.
Yes.
Every tongue going to have to confess.
Yes.
Yes.
That he is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He won't do it now, but they will do it one day.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay? So, know that he's coming when you see him and hear him coming, because his archangel is going to make a loud noise, the blunt sound of the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be so loud that the dead in Christ is going to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wake up the dead.
Okay. And they're going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
out of that grave.
My Lord.
Okay? We can't stop him from coming.
Coming.
Okay? And we can't keep them that dead from getting up.
Mm-mm.
Because before he would take any of us, he's going to get them up first.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Those that died in the Lord will rise mm-hmm. first.
Yes, yes. Right.
And then we together will get up and be caught up to meet the Lord mm-hmm. in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's keep that in mind. When Jesus left, the angel said, he's coming back.
Uh-huh.
Two men in white, a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
As the disciples stood gazing in the air because they saw Jesus get on the cloud.
My Lord.
And was going up into the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And they were standing there gazing. And the two men said, ye men of Galilee,
why
stand you here gazing into the cloud?
That's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. That Amen. Same Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not another one.
Mm-mm.
But the same one you saw go away.
Yes.
He's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the same manner. He left on a cloud. He's coming back on the cloud.
Amen.
All right. He ain't going to stop in the midair.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when all the transformation is going to take place.
Yes.
And you're going to have to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
From mortal to immortality.
Yes.
You're going to be changed from a corruptible person to an incorruptible person.
Incorruptible.
Okay. And you're going to have to be made like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because our flesh and our blood can inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Okay? Okay. Our flesh and our blood can't go
mm-mm.
to heaven. Okay, because flesh and blood is sin.
Yes.
And so we're going to have to be made into a glorious body that is eternal,
yes, sir.
And incorruptible.
Amen.
Okay. So no sin will get in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So he is coming, and he's coming.
Look soon. On there and see what's on there right there. Look
now,
on there right
I'm
there.
Right there. Just take it.
What's on that face?
He will come.
Mm-hmm.
Said he would.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Will.
And it's somebody that's.
Okay. Timothy tells us.
I'm listening to the Pastor Bernie.
That the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Early time shall come.
Early.
Men shall be lovers of their own selves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Covenants, boasters,
mm-hmm.
proud,
mm-hmm.
blasphemers, disobedient
yes.
to the parents, unthankful mm-hmm. and unholy.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
They're not thankful now like they used to.
Mm-mm.
And they won't live like they used to live.
Mm-hmm.
But now
okay,
they're doing everything they're big enough to do.
You might just see him, right? I don't know. I think you might can see him.
That's Mother Howell.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so for men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Our Lord Jesus.
More than they are of God.
Amen.
They'll be without natural affection. Fruit breakers. Thought accusers. Incontinent. Spirit. despiseth of those that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Traitor, headed, high-minded, lover of pleasure more than lover of God.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be having a form of godliness.
My Lord.
Denying the power thereof.
Yeah, that's true.
He warns us to turn away. This sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive to the women laden with sin. Led away with diverse lust.
Yes.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Man.
And we can see that going on nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Okay. These are the last days.
Yes, they are.
I can't say it's going to be the next day or the next week or the next year or even the next 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter with God because time doesn't matter with him.
Mm-hmm.
His last days, the days with him is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years, that's just like just one being one day.
Mm-hmm.
So he is coming. And God will handle it when he comes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When it comes. John said, and why he was on the island of Patmos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That he looked and he saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the four winds of the earth. That the wind should not blow on the earth, not on the sea, not on any tree. And I saw, he said, another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God.
Oh, yes.
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom he was given the to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not these sea, earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till I have sealed the servants of the God in their forehead. And they said, I heard the number of them that were sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
Okay.
And that is the children of Jacob. He had 12 sons. And each one of those sons out of their 12,000 were sealed, making a total of 144,000. Okay? So we're not going to go through all the 12 telling it about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So after that, he beheld, and lo, a great multitude. No man can number. All coming from all nations, from all kindreds, from all people, and from all tongues. So this is talking about everybody. No matter what kind of language they speak, what nationality they are, they were coming up with that nation, coming up from them in this number.
Mm-hmm.
And it stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and to the earth. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne of God and worshiped him.
And worshiped him.
Saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto the God of forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the elders answered and said unto me, John said, what are these that are arrayed in white robes? And whence came them? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God.
Yes, sir.
To serve him day and night in his temple.
Amen.
Okay. And he that is sitting on the throne shall dwell among them. And there shall be no more hunger, nor thirst,
anymore.
Neither shall there be the sun of them, will not light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God himself will wipe away the tears from the eyes. Okay. All this will happen before the tribulation get come. Because he's going to come and fix his saints so that they will not be harmed. Okay? But you got to be ready. All right? He's going to seal you so that he knows who he is and you know who he is. Okay? Because the devil's going to be loose for 1,000 years to persecute the earth, to deceive you. Okay? And this is where that time that will be so hard that the elect of God would probably be deceived if they didn't shorten the day. And for that time, they have shortened the day. Okay, so that we can make it. Okay. All right, so all this is being prepared for his coming. And it seems like the days are already getting short to me.
Amen.
The months are coming and going so quick. All this being in preparation for his coming. So when he comes, he's going to come to judge the world.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And you need to be ready for his second coming. Then that, during that time, there's going to be people working side by side. One's going to be taken.
The other one left.
Two in the bed. Side by side. One be taken. And the other left. Okay. So that's the word of God. You need to be waiting and ready. Wherever you go, your bag go with you. We're not talking about one you carry around your hand.
Come out what you carrying around in your heart.
Amen.
What you got packed up in your heart.
Uh-huh.
Is there animosity?
Mm-hmm.
Against somebody? Is there envy against somebody? It's fine. Mm-hmm. Vengeance you want to get on somebody? What's packed mm-hmm. in your heart? Okay. So the word said in Revelation, he that is filthy, when he comes back, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Mm-hmm.
He that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. Mm-hmm. He that is holy, let him be holy still.
Mm-hmm.
Him that is whatever state that you're in, that's the way you're going to have to stay.
Amen.
When it comes.
Amen.
Well, now is the time to get ready.
Amen.
Now is the time to worship the Lord God, our King.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now is the time.
Thank you, God.
To stay in tune with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Time. Now, so now is the time to stay ready and watching, because he is coming.
Yes, sir.
All right. Signs of time, and it said it'll be just like it was in the day of Noah. Okay. And all those days they kept on marrying and doing whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right up still. The rain come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They didn't realize that it's going to come. Noah had preached to them for 120 years.
Mm-hmm.
The same message. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to rain.
Yes, it is.
And you need to be ready for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't hear him. They kept on doing what they thought they was right, was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what was good for them to do.
Mm.
They didn't hear him. And the church, there are people in this world that's not hearing now. Okay. All right. They're mm-hmm. doing just like it was on the day of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these are the signs of the coming of the Lord. And he will, okay, we will let you know, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be listening to him.
Amen.
Got to keep your mind stayed in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And he will give you perfect peace.
Yes, he will. Glory be to God.
Okay? If you keep your mind on him.
Yes, thank you, God.
Okay? How is that going to keep you in perfect peace? Because if your mind is on him, it's on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word gives you the answer to every problem you got.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just learn how to accept the problem.
That's true.
And how they cope with them.
Mm-hmm.
Be like Paul. He said, whatever state I am,
mm-hmm.
I learn how to be content.
That's right.
Okay. In other words, he's saying, whatever the day brings,
mm-hmm.
I learn how to accept it and be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I learn how to cope with the situations of life.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to be up and I know mm-hmm. how to be down.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to have mm-hmm. and I know how to be when I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He learned that. He didn't say that he already had it. But he said, mm-hmm. I learned.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to do these things.
Amen.
Is there waiting for you?
Amen.
But it's just like you going to school, went to school.
Yes.
Okay. When you went to school, mm-hmm. you couldn't read and couldn't write.
That's right.
But you learn.
Yes. Well, yes.
All right. So you can learn from the word of God.
Amen. Yes.
Stop saying what it didn't mean. And do what it does say.
Yes.
Okay. Stop reading into it what you want to make it comfortable for you. Okay. The word said, if they hit you on one side, turn the other.
That's right.
Okay. Now, that's not necessarily that they're probably slapping you or anything. But they come against you one way, turn the other side around.
Amen.
Okay. They come to you hateful things and hateful words. You turn around and give them some good ones.
That's right.
Tell them what the Lord said.
Amen.
Okay, tell them how to handle the situation.
Yes.
He will fix it.
Yes, he will.
Okay. He will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, God.
He will make it all right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Try the word. It works. Okay, but you just got to know how to allow it to work. Okay. Somebody say something bad to you, know how to accept it. Okay, as we told you in times past, they can't do nothing to you unless God allows it.
Amen.
And what he allows is his will. And then, so except that's God's will. Well, he's trying to get something out of your life. Maybe a little bit of glory.
That's yes. right.
Okay, so what pleases God may not please you. But then you are the Lord.
Yes.
Not yourself.
Maybe.
Okay, you're not your own. You are of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so be ready when he comes back, because you don't want to miss out.
No, that's sir. Right. Praise God.
After going through what you're going through, you don't want it to be all in vain. Okay? God is our present helper.
Yes, he is. Amen.
And you make the decisions as to how you will receive the day. Okay. You determine whether you're going to go through the day in sadness or whether you're going to go through the day with peace and joy.
Amen.
Because as we come to a close, remind you of Romans 8:28. And you know.
Yes.
Okay. It says, you know, you already know this.
Yes, ma'am.
But you are not accepting it. And it's not going to change. It's always going to be the same.
Yes.
You know that how many?
All things.
Tell somebody that means everything.
That means everything.
Okay. You know that all things work together
for the good.
For the good.
That
love God.
Praise it,
that love God.
Amen.
If you love God, then whatever in your life is working for your good.
Yes, amen.
Okay? It's working towards the good.
Oh, yes.
That means that the good is going to come down the road a little further. Okay? A little further down the road, the good is going to show up.
So
right now, I might have to go through the mud hole. Okay, might have to hit some potholes. Okay. But I'm going to get to where I'm going, and it's going to be for my good.
Yes.
Okay. He didn't tell you it's going to be a smooth sail.
Mm-mm.
But it did tell you in this life you shall have trials
and tribulations.
Okay. You're going to have them.
Mm-hmm.
But in me, he said, you will have peace.
Peace. That's right. You got my love.
Okay. And he also said, many are the affliction of the righteous. Didn't say it's a few.
Mm-hmm.
But many are the affliction of the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But God will deliver you out of them all.
Yes.
Okay. So you already know that you got a way out. God's going to bring you out. All you got to do is endure and let the joy of the Lord flood your soul.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord. Okay. And the joy of the Lord is knowing his word.
Mm-hmm.
So that word of God empowers you. That's why the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The word empowers you. All right. So God bless you. He is coming.
Yes, he is.
Don't let nobody tell you that the Lord is already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because he's letting this pandemic come around here like it's going
to kill
people. We were born to die.
That's right.
And he didn't tell you how you're going to die.
No, he did. Not at all.
Didn't tell you when.
Mm-mm. He tell you how.
How.
Mm-hmm.
He did tell you you're going to die.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. But then if you're in the Lord, precious is in the Lord's sight. Is the death of his servant.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God loves you and he's concerned. And he's going to fix it. So one of these days, you'll be through with the trials of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the troubles of this world. And blessed are they that die in the Lord.
Amen.
And for they're going to rest from their labor.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Even dying is a blessing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. God bless you and have a smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good.
All of you.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
You too, Pastor.
All right. Same, Pastor.
Good sermon, Pastor.